Hello everyone, welcome to the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. And tonight, first off, I'm going to present to you something that's a little experimental I did tonight. And that is, tonight I recorded first reactions to a lot of the stuff that was happening with the big game known as the Super Bowl. And it included, I'm not going to say much now because it's going to spoil everything that I kind of was covering live in that live reaction sort of thing I did. But if it sounds like I'm whispering a little bit in the recording, it's because, this year I was at Anthony's Pizzeria in town, which is a pizza shop right near me. It's maybe about a quarter of a mile from me, not even, maybe a little bit less. They were very kind enough to kind of have me there again, as long as I behaved and I wasn't too rowdy, which again, very nice of them. But that's why it seemed like I was whispering, because I didn't want to be too rambunctious or too annoying to any potential guests that were there to pick up their orders, or that way I could come back and do more stuff at a later point. But again, without further ado, here is that live reaction first off.
Hello everyone, and you can probably hear in the background Super Bowl actually happening. It's starting, it's now just getting started. It's about 6:30 Eastern Standard. I'm at Anthony's recording this. Special thanks to them for airing the Super Bowl and letting at least myself hang at their place to have a pizza and some drinks, to not so much loiter. So I promise to behave myself and everything else. I do recommend their pizza if you're local, even though I am a fan of one of their competitors. But within walking distance, they are good pizza. They have not sponsored the show in any way, shape, or form. But I just wanted to give them a proper shout out. And even though I am not a fan, because the game is now starting, my thoughts in regards to this, in regards to what's happening, is, well, we are getting a Endgame trailer right now. It looks like Endgame. Let's see. Wow. This is a live reaction. Wow. Very interesting in regards to what's happening. They kind of left it at that, but it looks like Endgame is going to be taking several months after, or sometime after Infinity War. They left a lot of questions to be out there in reference to what's going to happen, which is a good thing. They didn't spoil anything, as far as I know. Other trailers that I kind of expect is probably Battle Angel. There was one earlier. Unknown if there's going to be a different one that is aired. I've heard some bad reviews for Battle Angel. I do want to try to go see it when it launches next week. Or I should say at the end of the week when the 14th hits. So, I've heard words that during the game that there will be no Star Wars Episode 9 trailer, but that's for various reasons. I heard due to the fact that they want to push more so Endgame because of the closer movie, and probably Spider-Man and Ms. Marvel more so than they want to push Star Wars right now. So we'll see, but there's a lot of eyes on the Super Bowl, so again, we'll see as the game goes on. And as for who, I think right now, because it's early on in the game, I think I'm hoping for the Rams to win, even though I'm not a fan of the Rams. I'm an old school Giants fan. I still am a Giants fan. So go New York Giants. So we'll see how the game holds out. And I'm going to root for the Rams all game. So let's see what kind of, I'll try to record what's going on in regards to the trailers and everything else during the night, and I'll see if how things flow in regards to how this comes out as an episode for the week. So here's to Super Bowl 53 live. So see you next clip. Well, I'm back. So far it's about 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and it's nice to see that the Super Bowl has not really blown its wad in regards to the stereotypical over-the-top adverts that it's known for in the past, but we just got a Captain Marvel trailer, and it seems okay. It hasn't really sparked an interest for me to watch. I'm not exactly sure why, but I'll probably be checking it out when it comes out, I think later this year or shortly. There was no date that I saw in it. For the folks listening, please let me know at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and nice to politely let me know when it's airing, because I think I don't really keep up with things like I should be, so please let me know. See you next recording, and like I said, about 5 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Patriots just missed a field goal. So, see you next round. Yeah, just got the Hobbs and Shaw trailer, the Fast and the Furious spinoff, and it looks as mind-numbingly dumb as the Fast and the Furious movies that are out and will continually be put out over the next few years. But there has been controversy over this movie due to the fact that it's a spinoff, and a lot of folks do not like the fact that The Rock got his own movie. Yet I'm not knocking the Fast and the Furious movies, but because they are strictly popcorn flicks, and well, I'm sure it'll do well, but it just looks dumb. And they kind of hinted that Idris's character will have maybe superpowers, maybe. And when they hinted to that, I was like, really? That's where they're going with this? It's bad enough that the Fast and the Furious movies, especially this movie, is going to be cheesy as hell, and that, even though that seems to work a lot of the case, I'm not going to be the first in line to see these movies. There's a whole list of other movies that I'd rather check out first and or rent in regards to it. So since the game is back on, I am going to stop this, and maybe when the next commercial set comes back on, and if not, maybe when the halftime show comes on, I'll kind of do a running commentary on it. So there's that. We just got a trailer for CBS All Access for Twilight Zone, which is no joking, happening on April 1st. Even though I'm intrigued, it's the fact that it's happening on CBS All Access, which, unlike some of its other brethren like Fox and the CW, CBS charges $10 a month for their content. And when you have something like CW, which has CW Seed in their own line of TV, they don't charge, and they have loads of great content on their thing, and I believe Fox does the same thing. This is not the best plan, especially maybe a commercial too bad. They had a kind of a thing for Star Trek Discovery, which we talked about last week with Geek World Order. And I've been hearing reports that there has been rumors flying around that Star Trek Discovery has been canceled. Now, until I know more in regards to this, there will be little or no information in regards to it, just that I'm hearing rumors that Star Trek Discovery is canceled. Now, again, the Twilight Zone reboot, again, is happening. I'm intrigued for it, but as stated, it's CBS All Access, and I'm not spending $10 a month more for just CBS. They do not offer any additional content for their stuff. So I'm going to stop it, get back to the games, halftime, and I want to record our commentary in regards to the halftime show as usual for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to stop recording and see you next little bit. Well, the halftime show just ended. I just remember seeing a lot of the halftime shows in the past being more, well, exciting and eventful and high production. And this didn't seem that like that. And rumors were it was going to try to replicate the infamous SpongeBob Super Bowl thing, but it seemed there was only a few seconds worth of stuff, and that was it. It seemed like it was overhyped, but some people could probably blame the fact that the reason why the Super Bowl halftime shows are not as exciting or eventful is because of Janet Jackson's little wardrobe malfunction many years ago, and thus they have to play it safe, make sure it's family, in essence, family friendly, and not anything risque. I can understand the aspect of it not it wanted being risque, but to be as boring as it was, I saw a lot of posts on Facebook prior to recording this that many out of maybe 10 posts, none of the posts were complaining of how boring Super Bowl halftime show was, how uneventful it was. I think one person was excited because they were a Maroon 5 fan, but overall, I agree with the other 9 folks that were saying that the aspect of the halftime show was boring. I'll agree with a few other additions that some of those folks stated that the game overall itself is boring. Yeah, it's been heavily New England Patriots heavy, but so far, but the game is half over. We still have another 2 hours worth of gameplay left to see what exactly happens. So, but for the most part, not too many additional trailers that were rumored to be in the Super Bowl. We had only one Avengers Endgame trailer. We didn't see a Toy Story 4 trailer yet. We did have a Battle Angel trailer before the game started, but the stuff like the Battle Angel trailer and the Hobbs and Shaw trailer were stuff that was, I guess, previously out yet, and it's nothing new. So, but then again, we still have another half of the game to go, so other than a lot of the few humdrum commercials that they have, haven't seen a whole hell of a lot of Bud Light ads that, like in years past, or Doritos commercials like in years past, or these awesome funny commercials that used to dominate the Super Bowl. Now they're just the boring, watered down commercials that have been airing like it was a regular game, not this game of the year where close to 100 million people
to a billion people worldwide watch. So we'll have to see what happens the second half. So I am going to stop this recording and see what happens during the second half. Stay tuned to any additional recordings or in regards to kind of live reactions to what's happening in the game. Maybe we'll get something new, something exciting to chat about in regards to what's happening with the Super Bowl. And as this is recording right now, well, it's 3-0 New England. So, and let me just might add that the what's airing now commercial-wise is a online retailer's advert that I've been, it's a Redfin ad, but it's an ad I've been seeing for the past 3 or 4 days for online, with being a cord cutter through either Hulu or YouTube. So again, this is nothing new. It's like a regular game that you'd catch on a Sunday or Monday. So I guess a lot, the days of the exciting Super Bowl game and the exciting halftime show and the exciting fun-based adverts that are during the Super Bowl are so far gone. So, see you next update.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of a live experiment that we did for this year's Super Bowl. And again, I do apologize for being kind of a whisper quality. Again, it's because I promised them that while I was there that I wouldn't cause a ruckus. I wouldn't be too intrusive on what was going on in their environment, in their restaurant. So I had to keep things at a low volume, so, and kind of hush-hush. But so that's why I kept it that way. But to continue on with what happened with the Super Bowl, it was very, first off, congratulations to the Patriots for winning 13-3. This is no spoilers, folks. I don't care if you didn't watch the game yet. But still, to me, the game, everything was very, very boring. It played like a regular game, not a Super Bowl game. That it, Super Bowl games in years past were very exciting, very event-filled. And this year, this game was very humdrum. Very, even for someone like myself that's a casual football fan, even though I am a Giants fan, it was very boring. You know, even though you heard me in the live recording kind of predict the Rams would take it, but it just seemed very, very boring, humdrum, lack of an excitement. It felt like a Sunday game during the regular season. Not just a Sunday game, a Sunday game during preseason or the first few games in the regular season. That's what it felt like. It didn't feel like the final game of the season for the championship. It did not feel like that. Not to mention the commercials felt like it was for a regular game. That's what it felt like. It was heavy, heavy, heavy on, "Hi, we're from CBS. Watch these shows." That's what it felt like. That's what it, at least in our region, it was. It was primarily what the 90% of the ads felt like was, "Hi, you're watching CBS. Watch these shows later this season. Watch Star Trek Discovery, which is only available on CBS All Access for $10 a month. Guess what else is coming to CBS All Access for $10 a month? The Twilight Zone. Yay! Give us money. Pay for CBS All Access to watch these shows." And as you heard, rumors are flying in regards to Star Trek Discovery that it's going to be canceled. Whether or not that is true, hopefully I'll get some news in that will confirm that. But for now, it's a rumor. And it was just like, okay, these shows are coming out after the game. Stick around to CBS. Stick around to CBS to watch NCIS. Stick around to CBS to watch World's Greatest. Stay tuned to after the Super Bowl to watch this late show. Watch CBS more. That's all it seemed. There were times past that companies spent $3 million for a spot. And you got either artistic commercials or funny commercials or heartstring commercials. Now, the commercials that seem to have paid $3 million for an advert are the same commercials you'd catch or caught last week or 3 weeks ago or a month ago on a regular Tuesday night on Fox or NBC or ABC. That's it. There was nothing really special of these ads. Nothing. There was, and they were usually loaded with Doritos ads, Budweiser ads, Pepsi ads, all these ads that were filled the latest and greatest. There were supposed to be rumors of all these trailers to be coming out during the Super Bowl. Granted, I only saw a handful of trailers. When I got there, maybe about 6:15. I know everything usually starts up. The pregame starts up at 6 or 5:30, 6 o'clock. But I got there at 6:15, and normally the actual Super Bowl commercials don't really start until the Super Bowl actually begins. And that's kind of, it was just like lackluster. Yeah, we got a Battle Angel trailer. It's the same Battle Angel trailer I've been seeing online for the past 2 months. And it was nothing new. And it only happened one time. The Hobbs and Shaw movie trailer only happened one time. The Endgame trailer only happened one time. There was another movie trailer for an animated film. It was there only once. Never saw it again. Last year, the trailers happened like two or three times. This was like the fuck, man. What the hell? This was completely lackluster, boring, and idiotic. This was not a game. When I was watching the championship, the Stanley Cup Finals last year at Lloyd's house, I saw better games happen. Like, it was like game two or game three at his place. Still, it was a better game than this was. I saw better games during the regular season at Lloyd's house than this was. Literally. And to go on the halftime show, which was, again, completely boring. There was no excitement about it. It seemed like it was promised either by the halftime folks or by Maroon 5 that, if I can get this off, what was promised was pretty much a kind of a memorandum to the SpongeBob creator who recently passed away. And what was going to be was the airing of SpongeBob's Sweet Victory was supposed to air during the halftime show. But, it was reduced to 2 seconds. 2 seconds of that clip. And the rest of what was aired was a poorly done remix, according to a lot of SpongeBob fans, young and old. There is an uproar, and a lot of people that watched the Maroon 5 halftime show and that were pissed off that they had this 2 to 5 second clip to introduce a rapper. Granted, I don't know too much about the rap scene. That the fans were I'm just saying, the fans were pissed off that they used 5 seconds of Sweet Victory, visual clip, just to introduce a rapper. And there was overall in this person's presentation, performance, call it what you will, it seemed like every 15-20 seconds it was silenced out because of possible profanity. I'll put it like that, because there was no way of discerning what this person was saying. And everything else, it was just lame, it was boring, it was unacceptable. Even though I'm a Tom Petty fan, Tom Petty had a better performance. Hell, Lady Gaga had a better performance for her Super Bowl halftime show than this. Dare I say, you know what? I'm going to say it. Janet Jackson had a better performance than Maroon 5. And I'm not saying that because we got to see her titty during that performance. I'm just saying it was a better performance overall. But I digress. And the reason why you didn't hear anything past that halftime brief review that I did is because everything else after it was just, again, like a Sunday game that you'd watch. That's it. It was boring. It was like, why stick around? And there was no... The only reason why I stuck around was because I heard about all these trailers that were going to be there, all these wonderful adverts that were going to be there. If this was an event that prior to it, that there were TV shows about past greatest adverts to the Super Bowl, past great plays all prior to the Super Bowl. I don't know if there were any, because I'm a cord cutter, I don't know if there was that at all stemming from prior to the game. I heard several people say that their ads were banned from the game. One was a medical marijuana ad that was supposedly banned. Really? They were willing to pay $3 million for a medical marijuana ad. But, like I said, it would have been something different to see, something controversial. There was supposed to be a Toy Story ad. Granted, people were saying, can argue the fact, or provide the similar argument in regards to Toy Story, that they could provide with Star Wars. And that was why, if they were pushing Endgame, which is coming out in a couple of months, why would they push more Disney stuff like Star Wars or Toy Story? Well, they were pushing Ms. Marvel too. That was one of the ads. Literally, that was one of the ads. And I was more interested in the Havana Amazon Prime premiere episode than I was for Ms. Marvel. There was a better hook for the Amazon Prime advert for that show than Ms. Marvel. I was not interested in Ms. Marvel. I was more interested in hooked in the Captain America, the Avengers Endgame advert, which they only showed once. Once! The hell? There was no premieres. It was a 30-second advert. There should be. I felt wanting. It was like having. It's hard to describe. It was like having a 5-star meal, where everything's about the size of a quarter, and that's it. And you're supposed to feel full. That's all I can say about that. You know, it's. I could go on. Even though I would have loved to have somebody there. I wish, I know I could have probably been with a few people. I didn't find out until later that I was kind of cordially invited to other places and watched it there with them, which could have been interesting. Could have probably made an interesting live recording, but it was kind of too late for me to go up there and spend time with them. But still. Okay. Enough of this ranting about the Blunderball 53, I should say. Even though I'm still getting reports in that people hated the halftime show. I could probably go on another 10 minutes about that, but I won't. But let's continue with some of the geeky stuff that's been happening right now, or has been happening. CW released kind of a few statements in regards to what shows have been renewed for the fall season, or what will be happening, what will be returning in fall 2019. And so far that appears to be the complete Arrowverse, which is Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning, plus Batwoman's coming. That's a new show. It's not getting renewed, but that's happening this year. Plus, Supernatural is happening this year. Is returning. So those are all good news. So if you like those shows and watching those shows, good for you. What else? To kind of give you some gaming news. For those of you who are big PlayStation 4, Sony PlayStation fans, I have some good news for you. This past Wednesday, for a period of a few hours, Xbox Live was down for a little while. It kind of affected quite a few systems that all they had to do to fix that system, because they weren't fully logging in to the Xbox Live network, they had just simply had to be rebooted. That's it. And once the online service was back up. But this brings up an interesting conundrum, because a lot of systems, even I think, I'm not, if you used a PS4 and current Sony PlayStation Network, please fill me in by sending me an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or a message through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. So just send me a message to see about in regards to that. But what a lot, at least on the Xbox side of things, what tends to happen is once you log in, or at least turn on the console, the first thing it does is log into Xbox Live. And it kind of makes sure that your system is internet connected, and it makes sure you have updates and so forth and so on. What a lot of people like myself, and probably a good number of other people, have stated, and this is what I want to talk to somebody about in regards to probably DRMs and so forth and so on, is because right now a lot of systems are relying heavily, and games for that matter, are relying heavily more and more on the multiplayer aspect of things, like Fortnite, PUBG, Battlefield, Call of Duty 4, Black Ops 4, I should say. All these games are just more and more online based, and they're just strictly multiplayer. And when it comes to a single player storyline, or a storyline that you could play with that could be multiplayer, is gone. Is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. And there are a lot of people out there in the, probably a lot of people in the gaming community that want more of a story-based game, like a Halo, or like how Halo once was, Like Red Dead Redemption started out as the main part of Red Dead Redemption 2. Just this wide story-based game. I'll say Borderlands 2 and the prequel. Plus a whole mess of other games. Assassin's Creed, God of War, and a whole mess of other games that are out there that have a single-player storyline or can be played with a friend. But the thing is, a lot of games like Halo or let's say a Call of Duty or that can have a co-op system to it. Like Halo 4, I think 4 was, everything else, they don't have a split-screen option. You need a second console and a whole new TV to play these games online. You have to play a multiplayer session online, meaning if I had a significant other with me in this house, if I had a wife, if I had a living girlfriend, and we wanted to play Halo together, or we wanted to play a game similar to it, we couldn't play on the same system via split screen. We would need a separate console, and one of us would have to have that go to that console in a separate room, connected to a separate TV, connected to our online provider in order to play co-op. Because gone are the days of like Halo 3 once was, where you could play split screen, or in pretty much if there's four players, four screen little boxes on the screen that you could play. Gone are those days. And I think a lot of the developers out there should know that we need these type of things back. I want to pick up or want to try Kingdom Hearts 3 to see how that is. I've been trying to play more. I have been playing streaming more online. I've been going through some of the games I have. I have to dive into Red Dead Redemption. I haven't touched that. It's in essence gathering virtual dust. But I still want to get back into that game and play through it. I want to play online, but none of my friends who play Red Dead Redemption 1 or are playing it online. But there are still many people out there that are just, once they played Red Dead Redemption, the storyline, they kind of stopped playing it. But I have a few friends that want to get back into Halo. But that's different. And what else has happened? Yes, there's been a few passings, but I don't want to get into all that. But let's see what else. Google Plus is going the way of the dodo, but according to some reports, it's going to be fully closing down on April 2nd. Some people are still saying it's a hoax. Well, we'll see April 2nd now, shall we? And if it does, hopefully I'll be able to have a better banner on our YouTube channel. So, and put that up properly. Let's see about that. I'm not going to talk about that because, and I want to know more about the whole, there was GameStop news happening in regards to wanting to sell them, the people that own GameStop wanted to sell it, but they backed out. I want to deep dive into that before I cover a little bit more. Let's see. And that seems to be about it. We did watch the Royal Rumble. Yeah, it was the Royal Rumble. I did enjoy that. But I'm going to probably end this right now because that's all that's coming out right now. A lot of people are talking about SpongeBob and the halftime show and everything else, but I want to get back into regular geekiness and everything else soon. There are other stuff I do want to talk about, but I am going to wait until I have either through Skype or in-house at our usual haunt, which is the Daily Grind, and have Big Candy in studio at some point and talk about a few things, because there are a couple things I want to talk about and I want his opinion about it, and because some of the other things have been happening, and I want to bounce my thoughts and my questions off to him. So, so I'm going to end it there. I think about 40 minutes, and probably 40 after everything, about 45 minutes is good enough. So if you wish to comment on anything I said tonight or be included in a conversation, again, you're always welcome to do so by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or sending a message through us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. We do have Twitter, and we do have Instagram, and both of them share the same handle, and that is Longcoat Mafia. We do have a YouTube channel, which I have yet to upload a bunch of videos, one of which I have to kind of sew together. So that's that, and that's Don Ramirez's presentation. So I'll get around to that. Just search for Longcoat Mafia Podcast on YouTube and it'll come up. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel, because there's going to be a lot of, for the most part, exclusive YouTube videos. And please, while you're on our Facebook page, please like our Facebook page while you're there, because there's going to be a few exclusive content, and we post up nowadays, the way my schedule is, a lot of news, geeky news and stuff up to Facebook. Plus, you can direct message us on Twitter and on Instagram. Don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram and Twitter as well. We do tend to be very active on both, and please feel free to engage us. As for finding our shows, if for some reason the particular podcasting catcher app that you use, or the particular app that you use to listen to podcast, is acting all wonky, you could find us, if you're mobile, you could find us on the usual places, which is Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Google Play Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and the Podbean app. I personally, even though some people have said the Podbean app is a little bit funky and bad, but I kind of recommend it a little bit, because you get to go all the way back to our first episode and hear all the interviews that we've done, the convention coverage that we've done in the past several years, all the panels we presented to you, the wonderful interviews we've gotten, and so forth and so on. But if you prefer listening to us and catching us on a laptop or desktop computer, you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Stitcher Radio, Spotify, and plus on our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. So, and besides getting on all our episodes on our main website, you could stream our download and stream all our episodes there. And you can, once if you download them, you can listen to them on your favorite player of choice, whatever that might be. And I do recommend checking out, even though you can subscribe to us through iTunes, I do recommend bookmarking our webpage just in case iTunes decides to go wonky on us or on you, because it has done so in the past with me. But that's about it. What, is there anything else? Oh, yes. We will, and I know it's a few months off, we will be at a Bigfoot convention this upcoming June, covering that. What kind of content we'll be getting there, I have no idea. But we'll try to get as much content as we can and see how far, the, in essence, our leash is in regards to that. Maybe we'll catch, score a panel or two, maybe an interview or two, and we'll see about that. And prior, closer to home, I'm not sure if we'll be attending the March 4-State Comic-Con event, but we will be at Matt's upcoming 4-State Pump. I don't know if he's calling it 4-State Punk Rock Flea Market, but we'll be at his Punk Rock Flea Market this upcoming April, I think it is, or June, I'm not sure. But if it is April, so we'll have a busy March and April, so I'm excited for that because it's right down the road for me. Let's see. And there is even going to be a band I remember. I might have to break up my streak and see which episode it is, because I think I have it, and it's an Electric Eye episode, and the band that is going to be playing at the Punk Rock Flea Market is Sin City Gamblers. And the last time I heard these guys play was back in like 2008, so it's been 11 years since I heard these guys play. So it'll be interesting to see how they've changed, and if they play some of their classic stuff. It would be interesting to hear how, just to hear them play, nonetheless. And if I give them an interview, I'm going to see if I could dig up one of their old songs and kind of place it in alongside their interview to give all of you a taste of their music. I'll be sure to get permission first, even though they probably won't mind. But let's see, not to mention upcoming this year as well, I've been in talks with Don Ramirez. He's going to be doing a kind of a history of punk music in the area. So, and I'm going to be helping him record video, record audio with him. So it's just me matter of getting a jump drive just for him, so he can have just all the raw video for it. So it's going to be a wonderful experience presenting that raw. As much as all that stuff I'll be getting through that and helping him, he has given me permission, prelim permission, I should say, to share it with all of you. So who knows what is going to happen with that. Plus, whether or not I go to other events this year or other pop culture conventions, whether I go up to AwesomeCon this year or not, just to see how it is, I'll have to see. I might be doing it. That's an April event, so I might just go up for shits and giggles. I doubt I'll be getting an autograph, even though I'll probably wander around the celebrity area. It's a convention that I haven't shared with you what it looks like, what in essence its setup is, so who knows, I might go to that. Not to mention Otacon is probably midway through the year, about the same time. Again, hopefully we'll be getting more video for you and more different experiences this time around. So hope to catch you next week, and stay tuned. That's the best thing I can tell you. Stay tuned. I haven't figured out a proper closing for our episodes yet, so stay tuned for next week's episode, where hopefully more interesting conversation is going to happen, and hopefully it won't be another solo episode, and I could get a few more guests. Hopefully that could be another goal for 2019 for us, is a few more guests. We've had a strong start, so again, here's to 2019, and may we be less hated this year than we were in years past. So, see you all next week, and I am out.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.